Every good tree bears good fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. The first thing people noticed about Jaden was his confidence. He walked through the school gates like he owned the place, clean shoes, branded backpack, phone always buzzing with notifications. Teachers liked him. Students admired him. Online, his posts went viral. Motivational quotes, smiling selfies, captions about success and grind culture. "Someday, I'll be big," he always said. "I'm built for leadership." And everyone believed him. Everyone except maybe Kai. Kai sat two rows behind Jaden in class. He wasn't loud. He didn't post much. Most days he wore the same faded hoodie and listened more than he spoke. But he noticed things. Like how Jaden took credit for group work he barely helped with. How he mocked classmates behind their backs, then smiled in front of teachers. How his words sounded inspiring, but his actions often left people hurt. One afternoon, their class was assigned a community project, tutoring kids from a nearby relocation area. Jaden immediately volunteered to be the leader. "This will look good," he said, grinning, "for our portfolios." The first session was chaotic. Jaden arrived late, took photos for his story, then disappeared halfway through, saying he had something important. Kai stayed. He helped a kid struggling with reading. He cleaned up chairs. He listened to a girl talk about how she wanted to be a nurse someday. No one noticed Kai that day, but the kids did. Weeks passed. Jaden's posts about serving the community gained likes. Kai's hands gained calluses from carrying books and chairs every Saturday. One night, Kai sat on the rooftop of their apartment building, city lights flickering below. He opened his Bible, worn and underlined, and reread a passage he had highlighted long ago. "By their fruit you will recognize them." Matthew 7:16. He didn't feel angry, just sad. Sad that so many people were fooled by appearances. Sad that even he sometimes wished for the kind of attention Jaden had. The breaking point came during the project evaluation. The teacher praised Jaden publicly for his leadership and influence. Applause filled the room. Then one of the community coordinators stood up. "May I add something?" She called Kai's name. "He was there every week," she said. "Early, patient, consistent. The kids trust him. Whatever grade you give him, just know his presence mattered." The room went quiet. Jaden forced a smile. Kai felt his face burn, not with pride, but discomfort. After class, Jaden confronted him. "Why didn't you tell them you were doing all that?" Kai shrugged. "I wasn't doing it for them." "For who then?" Kai paused. "Because it was right." That night, Jaden lay awake scrolling through his own posts. For the first time, they felt empty, loud, but hollow. He remembered the verse his grandmother used to quote, the one he always ignored, about trees and fruit. Success, he realized, wasn't proven by followers or titles, but by what your life produces when no one is watching. The next Saturday, Jaden showed up early. No stories, no photos, just work. Moral lesson. Real character is revealed over time, not through image or popularity. Consistent actions, kindness, integrity, faithfulness, show what truly lives inside a person. Discernment helps us look beyond outward success and choose substance over appearance. Learning to turn away from empty influence and toward lives that genuinely bear good fruit.